Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Color t-shirt, it's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Go, Felicia. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
Hot 103 Jams.
Start your weekend off at the Comedy Club. Kansas City, Jordan Rock, the youngest Rock brother.
Another one for real?
Yep. Family business. He'll be performing. We've got your way in. Keep it with us if you want to check that out. Parents of students in the Kansas City, Kansas Public School District. Listen, yesterday the district sent out a message via their social media accounts that school buses may be delayed 15 to 20 minutes on today due to staffing shortages. District also added that students would not be marked absent due to the bus delays and would still receive breakfast.
COVID. Sign of the times. Seeing it in every industry. Everybody's being affected, man.
So just be aware of that, especially if you send your kids out to the bus stop alone at a certain time. Make, you know, allowances for this. It may be on time, but it may not. So you may want to go out there with them if you can, or even just drop them off at school yourself this morning, just to be 100% safe. Right now it's not too chilly, but the snow is supposed to be hitting the town in the morning, fam.
Yeah, it's gonna be treacherous. I remember the first time my mama dropped me off at the bus stop, she cried. Did you ride buses in school?
No, there were no school buses, not where I lived in New York. And then when we moved to Georgia, I could walk to school. It was that close.
Wow, how was that experience?
Regular experience.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Afternoon showers. Right now, you're cloudy and 37 in North KC. Shade, what's popping?
Chris Brown and Drake are seeking dismissal of their copyright infringement lawsuit over their hit No Guidance. So this lawsuit was filed by Brandon Cooper and Timothy Valentine. They allege that Brown and Drake stole the hook, You Got It, amongst other things on that record.
She got it, she got it.
Oh, it's these guys.
Yeah.
But I know you got it, you got it. You got it, you got it.
Okay, enough of that.
Okay, there's a lot of words that people use.
You should have seen the video.
Oh, it had a video.
Yeah, that's where I got the audio from.
Oh, God.
He in a Hyatt.
Ain't nothing wrong with the Hyatt, but... Oh, God. Yeah, I think that they're right. It's baseless.
She got it, she got it.
Oh, it's kind of similar, Shay.
She got it, she got it.
And so are our Chief songs.
I know.
But we ain't out here trying to put it out and be like,
got it.
Busta Rhymes, cut the check, man.
Mariah Carey has written a children's book, and she shared the cover on her Instagram page. She described it as a fairy tale for holiday lovers of all ages. She gonna ram this holiday stuff down.
Hey, why not? She's known now as like the queen of Christmas.
That's right.
Seriously, so lean into it.
I hate it. I'm just acknowledging that she about to put her face on anything that got to do with Christmas.
So, you know, for all the, imagine being a young person, like 10, 12 years old, you thinking about Mariah Carey, all you gonna think about is Christmas with her and not, you know, her plethora of hits. So
me and Mariah go back like babies
and pacifiers.
No, we ain't gonna think about that. So the name of the book, The Christmas Princess, and it'll be released in time for next Christmas in December. Orange is the New Black star Danielle Brooks. She shared photos of her recent wedding to her fiancé, Dennis Gellin. She looked very beautiful. She's a plus-size chick.
She looked like she could be my cousin.
She also played Mahalia Jackson in the Mahalia Jackson Lifetime movie.
Ah, okay.
She did good.
Uh-huh.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yes, she is. Congratulations. She got her dress designed by Kristen Siriano from Project Runway. You may not be familiar with him. He also had a line of shoes through Payless.
Come on, Patty!
I know he was making bread then.
Oh, he really was. But man, they did Payless wrong, man.
Yeah, I agree.
No, Payless was some regular quality shoes that you get now off these internet sites and Rainbow and whoever else.
No more Pro Wings for me.
Your mother bought you Pro Wings?
Well, we wasn't a Payless shoe.
Don't lie on your mother, though. No. That's what I'm saying.
Mommy took me to Hypermart to get my shoes. So I had Fred Flintstone shoes. Don't know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Was it LA Gears or something? I can't remember.
LA Gear back in the day. They was fly when they first came out. Then it turned. But LA Gear was popping on all 10. I had some 1 year. And
British Knights.
No, I wore never those had too. Those.
I wore those to death, especially when MC Hammer endorsed them. Yeah, buddy.
I didn't know MC.
Yes, he did. British Knights. Hey, they need to make a comeback with them.
They used to call them BKs in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They were like in the 80s.
Yeah, they was hot. But yeah, by the time I was starting to come of age, like 8 or 9, like, you know, 92, 93, BK has started to
You ever
to
heard
phase
of Van Grack?
I think I have.
What about Diodora?
No, I ain't heard of
Elise?
That. Yeah, I've heard of Elise.
Okay. I'm just taking you back. Lottos. I had to pay a lotto.
I remember those.
Boy, I thought I was... You could tell me I was a rap star. Because I had the kind that you could put the different patches on it.
Ooh.
So if I had on a red hoodie, I could put my red patch
Ooh,
on
fancy.
The sneaker. Or if I had on a black, I could put my black patch on.
Bragging rights.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad about the disrespect that happens. It's not no customer service and the long-term care facilities nowadays.
What happened to you?
It's just that people, they don't give respect now to their workers. They talk to you any kind of way. And then when you say something to them sarcastic, then they want to get offended by it.
Mm.
And it's like, I treat everybody as I want to be treated. And it's just not, it's not there now. And I'm like, if you disrespecting me, how are you disrespecting the resident that we're supposed to take care of?
Shay, give her a suggestion.
Well, I can just tell by the tone of her voice that she don't take no stuff. First of all, Miss Jones, do not talk to me in that way. Mm. So I don't think you got the problem. You must be observing other people getting treated wrong.
Yeah, I seen something that happened yesterday, and I was embarrassed for the person.
Mm-hmm.
I was embarrassed for my DON because the way she talked to the girl. She didn't talk to her. She talked at her.
Mm. I knew it wasn't you, because you could tell she don't take, the mama don't take no mess. You hear me?
Who is this?
This is V.
Thank all right, you. V, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
You was acting all tough and hardcore for you.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy. Get it ready when you still sleep with Lauren going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good break. It's a must. Getting ready when you still sleep alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Getting ready when you still sleep, it never takes long when I'm out.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. Live, local, lit. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Woo! Good morning, Kansas City. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the upper 40s today. That wintry mix will be coming up this afternoon. Cloudy and 37 right now in Raytown.
Like my Red Friday hoodie?
Yeah, it's dope. You got the Chiefs logo on there with the Red Friday in there. I love it. I need one.
Be kind to the T-shirt kings.
Hey, I thought you got that from the bootleg man off of Cleaver.
No, I ain't been over there in a minute. Researchers say that the type of mask that you wear increases your attractiveness. Mm. So if you wear a blue medical face mask, the data shows that people rate you higher on the scale of attractiveness.
Ew.
I was thinking maybe in your case, you know, because your eyes are that little light color that maybe it matches the blue mask. That was my initial thought. But what the researchers say is people associate blue masks with medical professionals. And so they see medical professionals as more caring, people who are there to help and assist folk in their time of need. Me personally, mm-hmm. I think they might be thinking, you know, they got some money, he a doctor.
Sensational.
No?
Some people, yeah.
I've taken to wearing black masks now because it matches with everything.
That's exactly what I do, Shay. I love a good black mask. You ain't never got to worry about looking crazy. Goes with every outfit. Except if you're going on, you know, a white linen party or something. But
you
I'm still
got to worry about looking crazy.
Why?
Because you look crazy, brother.
Word? Okay. Okay.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I got a chance to talk to some girls at Center High School. First time I've ever been over there. They've got a beautiful building, Brian.
Yes. Love Center.
Sisters Inspiring Sisters is the name of the program. Superintendent Yolanda Cargill started this. It's an opportunity for women in the community to come and impart knowledge to the young folk. I talked about self-love. Took a lot of years to get to this place, but I was so happy to pass along the little nuggets that I've learned over the years. My Sara Carmen's daughter goes there. I hadn't seen her in a long time.
Uh-huh.
So this girl came with these lashes on. I was like, who is this grown up? Last time I saw her, she was playing volleyball. She probably was like 10 or 11 years old. She's a freshman at Center now. I was like, oh my God, it's you, Sydney.
Now she's taller than you and everything, huh?
She's almost there. Uh-huh. I had some heels on yesterday. I'm 5'7", and she said she was 5'4", because I did say, I said, I think you almost my height.
Yeah. Well, you know, Shay, it's good to give game to the youth, especially for those who may not have some older sister, older cousin, or anybody that they can look up to that they really respect and listen to. So it's important for not only you, but me and other folks in our community to step up.
That's for sure.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Winter weathery mix is coming our way. Look out for that. Cloudy and 37 right now in Raytown. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Actor Carl Weathers from Rocky and Action Jackson. He's 74 today.
Apollo Creed.
Reality star and mama to the Braxtons. Evelyn Braxton is 74 today. Rapper Slick Rick, known for his truck jewelry.
Truck jewelry?
That's what we used to call it back in the day.
I ain't never heard that.
If you had a lot of chains or truck jewelry.
Okay.
He's 57 years old today.
Hey.
A blues singer, Clarence Carter.
I'm stroking.
Hey, that's what I be doing.
I be stroking.
Yes.
Which direction?
I stroke it to the east.
Okay.
And I stroke it to the west.
Come on.
I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. Hey. I be stroking.
He's 86 years old today. And rapper and actor, King from Queens, LL Cool J.
Quite like I can, I take a muscle bound man and
put his face in the sand.
The last mafia, so I'm a MC.
Do the walk, Jay.
Say go LL and do the walk.
Hey.
He's 54 years old today. Still looking good, too.
Legend. Happy birthday, everybody born on January 14th.
So Lamar Odom was caught by TMZ, and they asked him how did he feel about his ex, Khloe Kardashian, and her man, well, I guess ex-man, Tristan Thompson, cheating on her. And he called him corny for having an outside baby. Don't mind me, but didn't he get caught in the brothel?
Yes, he did. Getting it in the long way.
So you up here judging. I guess it's better if you pay for it and if you really don't know the chick. Is that the thing?
Nah, he in Marvin's room. He trying to get back in. That's all. He know he can get it too. On whichever version of Khloe she is.
I don't think she would be bothered with him.
Yeah, okay.
He said that they haven't seen each other in a long time. And they asked what would he do if she actually, you know, was in the same room. He said he would give her a hug and he'll try to comfort her because she's been done dirty and embarrassed in the media.
Oh yeah.
Because of these infidelities.
Oh, I know he would. I know he's in prime dirty macking mood. I feel you, Lamar. Go ahead and get it, dog. I mean, what, does she want to do that or be a stepmother to Tristan's outside babies?
He'll get
all eight of them.
She'll get another dude. That ain't hard work for them.
Can you keep them?
There's more of y'all excited to get down with that crew.
But can you keep them? Can they keep them? No, they can't. The record shows.
Oh, God. Cardi B arrived at an Atlanta federal courthouse this week to testify in an ongoing civil case that she filed against a blogger named Tasha K. She claimed that this vlogger made false statements about her, saying that she had been a prostitute, tested positive for herpes, and abused drugs, which Cardi vehemently denies. So on the stand, they said Cardi got very emotional. She was crying. She said she felt depressed. She didn't want to sleep with her husband, and she even considered suicide by this woman's claims.
Yeah, all those liable things being said about you, people spreading around like wildfire, believing it. I can understand it.
Litigation's been going on for over 2 years. Hopefully it'll be settled soon. But even if Cardi wins, I don't believe this lady got no money to pay Cardi that.
Pay me too. Pay me too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
New relationships, they're so exciting. Learning your new partner's likes, dislikes. I tend to prefer phone conversations or in person. No shade to the texters.
Mm-hmm.
It's Messy Boots Friday. Got a text exchange from Al Gore's internet, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
It begins with the male new boo texting, "What size shoe you wear?" Here's the young lady, 5.5. "Be expecting them Jordans that come out Saturday." "Just get a size 13. I'd rather her have them than me." "Nah, I'm good." "Okay, just remember I have a daughter. I don't ever leave her out." Kissy face emoji. What do you think about that exchange? She wanted her daughter to have the shoe instead of him buying it for her. And he was like, no.
I think he has every right to do that. The gift wasn't intended for the daughter. He ain't dating her. He's dating you. Or trying to.
Well, the Jordans for the daughter is cheaper and it would get you in good with her. But who am I? Kansas City, what do you think about this text exchange? If you were her, would you be upset that he didn't want to buy the daughter the shoe?
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Text thread reads, "What size shoe you wear?" 5.5. "Be expecting them Jordans that's coming out Saturday." That's BDE right there. "Just get a size 13. I'd rather her have them than me." "Nah, I'm good." "Okay, just remember, I have a daughter. I don't ever leave her out." So she wasn't even upset about the fact that he dodged and said, "Nah, he ain't gonna do it."
Because she probably used to it.
Probably used to what?
Used to that response. Because I would imagine that's not the first person she asked to do that.
But she didn't ask anybody. He offered her something.
Yeah, but then she turned it around and asked to get the daughter some. And my thing is, when I just get the number and we getting to know each other,
I'm assuming he's not just getting the number if he's offering her Jordans.
Okay, this is a new.
Have you ever offered a girl Jordans on the onset?
This is a new relationship, right?
That's what I'm assuming. It's a new relationship
because she said, "Remember, I got a daughter."
Right.
All right. So we're new in this thing, and you come on me asking for stuff for somebody else. I know it's a package deal, but it's too early, Shay. I'm trying to get to know you, like, and you putting this pressure on me to buy shoes for your daughter.
But I didn't feel pressure at all. She just said, you know, I'd rather you get them for my daughter than me. That's
not man,
pressure.
As a man, that's pressure. You want to know
how
why?
Is that pressure?
Because it sets the table for possibly how the rest of the relationship is going to go and what your expectations are, man. And our expectations might not be the same. So I do. I think as a man, we feel pressure when a situation like that is put up on us.
Well, first of all, Jordan's for a baby. Are cheaper than Jordan.
It ain't about
for
that.
A grown up.
It ain't about that. It's about you asking me for
so
that.
So what's the pressure?
The pressure is What
is it?
I have to make a decision on, do you feel like I'm gonna take care of your daughter now or later? If I say no, that's a risk I'm saying that I'm putting out there, because I'm risking that you're thinking that I'm not gonna be considerate of your daughter. When I am later on down the line, when things are more appropriate for you to ask me that. We barely know each other right now.
What do you think about this?
He was wrong, because he should have just got it for her daughter. You know what I'm saying? Because men, we're too direct and easy. So he should have went ahead with the side route on that. It was like, all right, I'll get it for your daughter. Boom, like you said, getting good with the mama like that. You know, the mama, she just trying to be a good mama. So you know she a good woman. Hey, get the shoes for the daughter. Save some bread. And you went to mama head.
You
know what I'm
saying? You went her head?
She got it after that. You win it. Not all women are like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take a side approach.
What's your name?
Trick Daddy Dollars.
Nah, look.
What was it? Ray Ray?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be looking out for Ray Ray.
Hide your debit card, Ray Ray. Have a good one, dog.
All right, y'all too.
How about those trees?
103 Jams.
Sunday dinner being served at Arrowhead Sunday night. Oh, about 7-ish.
Hey.
Don't be late, Ben. Got a little doggy bag for you. I guarantee you ain't gonna be no Jordans, though. Trying to give you this L. Messy Boots Friday, Brian. We got a good one. Text thread from the internet. Says, what size shoe you wear? 5.5. She got some little feet.
Yeah.
Be expecting them Jordans that come out. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
Expecting them Jordans.
Be expecting them Jordans that come out Saturday.
I'm going to stand in the line for you.
Just get a size 13. I'd rather her have them than me. He says, nah, I'm good. Okay. Just remember, I have a daughter. I don't ever leave her out. Kissy face emoji.
By the way, it's cheaper for him to get her the shoes, not the daughter.
What do you mean?
She wears a 13.
The daughter wears a 13.
Yeah, it's cheaper for him to get the woman the shoes. She wears a 5.5, you said, right?
13 is baby size, Brian.
Oh, I was thinking 13 and like.
No, not men.
My bad.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
I literally hate my life just this second.
Don't hate it. You gotta love it.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I didn't know baby shoes came in those numbers.
Okay. Back on track, Fred. So I actually think that he would be doing a pimp move by getting the daughter the shoes. You're showing her that, you know, you care that she's got a child, and you're saving some money.
It's a turn off. It's way too early for all that. That could be handled later. Can you imagine if a man were to do this to a woman?
We're talking about this situation right here, though.
He would be getting dragged all over socials.
What do you think about this?
He did the right thing. Like you said, you dating her, not the kid. If the kid wants Jordan, I'm sure the kid wasn't hatched. I know they got a daddy. The daddy ain't buying Jordan, I ain't buying Jordan.
Well, the young lady you dating had a daddy too, so what's the difference? How far back we gonna go with daddies?
because first of all, she grown. That is it. After 18, you grown. You want Jordans, you get Jordans. If she, if the mom wanted to date the dude, and you're going to give up on a good dude over some Jordans that he didn't get her kid, then she don't deserve a good dude.
Amen. Well, I don't think that that's the case, because she's being a good mother by saying, that's, you know,
no,
what,
no,
don't
no,
even
no,
get
no,
it for
no,
me.
No, 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 no. That is not being a good mother, having her side, her dude that she just met buying Jordan.
It's not?
It's not about your kids at this point. You are trying to get into a relationship with mm-hmm. a man. It's not about your kids. You need to deal with this, try to get this man in the door so he can help take care of what you, what you're lacking.
Facts.
Her kids are part of her, and if a man is trying to be, hold on, and if a man is trying to be in a relationship with a woman, he needs to understand that.
Yeah, but that's later though. Don't come out the gate asking me for stuff.
It would be different if she said, get me the shoes and my kid the shoes. What she's saying is, don't get me the shoes, get them for my child.
That's on her sacrifice. What I'm gonna do for your child is down the road. It's not right up here front in the relationship.
Well, well, you probably not going to get through the door with me then if I had a kid. Because
okay,
I'd be like, you know what, enjoy his life.
Let me tell you, I'm trying to get to know you.
Facts.
If I wanted to get your kids, I will be a mentor to your kids. I'll be a big brother. 5, 4, 3 months down the line, yeah, when I'm going buying Jordans, I'm buying 3. But don't sit there and try to put pressure on me to buy your kids just because you're feeling generous and want your son or daughter to have Jordans. Now it's wrong. No, I'm not buying them for your daughter. I'm buying them for you. I'm trying to get to know you. I'm trying to show you something.
Thanks for calling up and giving us your opinion this morning.
Have a good one, fam.
All right, boy.
All right.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22. Today, look for highs in the upper 40s. Winter weather advisory in effect for the town. Right now, you are cloudy and 34 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Did you hear about this? Kanye West allegedly punched a fan in the face for asking for an autograph?
Yikes. I did hear about that, Shay.
He's facing a misdemeanor battery charge for the alleged event.
Kanye,
that's strange.
He's a little violent sometimes, huh?
Get away from me. Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Hey, man, I'm protecting us.
No,
now.
Get away from me.
I'm
you
protecting
know.
Us.
No,
now.
Get away from me.
Hang on hand.
I am your family.
Hang on hand.
I am your family.
Give me your hand.
Give me your hand.
Hang on hand.
No, no. Kanye, you were supposed to talk to her.
Why did he just do that?
No, you were supposed to talk to her.
What is wrong with him? Can you please call the cops?
That was the interaction?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the crazy part is he sounded terrified to me.
Yeah, there was definitely a frantic tone.
Yeah.
I would like to have seen the video or what was going on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he sounded like
okay.
He was in danger. He
no,
did.
He felt like I felt like he might be in a manic, like, state or something.
Well,
you know how sometimes when you're going through that, you may be fearing something that's not really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he's been diagnosed. So, yeah. Hope he's okay.
Well, this happened really late at night, like 3:00 in the morning.
Lord.
So, you know, maybe he was jolted by somebody coming up that late. I don't know what it could be.
Hanging around Antonio Brown too much, too.
So, attorney Arthur Horn, who has represented Black Youngsta, is denying that he will be representing Justin Johnson, who is one of the 3 men that is allegedly responsible for the shooting death of Young Dolph.
Yeah, that would be foul. It's well documented, the beef between Black Youngsta and his crew and Young Dolph and his crew, man. It's terrible, and Memphis is such a small city, Shay.
The attorney released this statement after reading a few recent articles, receiving numerous phone calls and text messages from my friends and colleagues. It has come to my attention that my name and my law firm have been associated with an individual who was recently arrested for the murder of Adolph Thornton Jr., also known as Young Dolph. At this time, I would like to dispel any rumors and or misinformation that relates to my representation involving anyone charged in the murder of Adolph Thornton Jr. He added, at no time have I now or ever been retained to represent any of the individuals arrested for the murder of Young Dolph.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
Big Kings go down in Arrowhead on Sunday night. Priest Holmes, Dante Hall, they're going to be banging that drum before the game.
Man, two of the finest Chiefs to ever live. If you lived in the 2000s and you was a Chiefs fan, oh boy, it's going to be an event for you coming up Sunday.
Checking the weather right now. Sunday, high 37, low at 12. That 12 is scaring me a little bit.
About to get work, Big Ben. About to get work! Hey. You're about to get work!
Oh. Yeah, Quentin Lucas just posted on Twitter that Pittsburgh, I guess, is offering up barbecue for barbecue.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We don't want none of that. They got the sandwiches, the big old sandwiches.
The Permanente brothers.
Yeah, they got
they're
those.
Known for that, and they're known for pierogies. Pierogies nasty to me. That's it's like potato, like pancake.
Oh no, Nia,
but it's not
that.
Like the good, like a potato knish is good, but the pierogi is like pasta dough, and then it got that in the inside. I don't like it.
Ooh. Yeah, y'all can keep that barbecue though. Quinn, hey, Mayor Lucas, if you win a bet, just tell him just keep your shipping and handling. We don't want that.
Just tell him to write us a check. Just send us a couple $100s.
For real though.
We'll figure out what we get.
We'll buy some more salt for the streets, man.
So listen, of course, it's playoffs time. I think we should do a song, Brian. You think you ready? Let's see if we can freestyle something.
Whole town's invited to Ben Roethlisberger's retirement party this Sunday. Sign Arrowhead. Get your AARP card ready. Get your cane together. It's over.
Represent. Kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent. Kingdom represent. Rep the set.
Rep it.
Need 100%.
Gang, gang.
Get it back.
Jeez.
Chase another bag. Playoffs, time to take off.
We gone.
Playoffs, time to take off. Represent, Kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent, Kingdom represent. Here we go again.
Yeah.
The morning grind back with another hit. The air is brisk with the cold winter wind. Spotlight, Kansas City, we the trend.
Number one.
On a mission for Lombardi, number three.
Big rain.
Nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream.
It's work.
High stakes make us play accordingly.
I'm good.
Landlord, gotta take authority.
Give me that.
Ignore that talk, all the extra commentary. The ops is watching, and Patrick's extraordinary.
1-5.
Gotta take it by any means necessary. Parade coming, second week of February.
Big bottles.
Represent, Kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent, Kingdom represent. Rep the set.
Rep it.
Need 100%.
Gang, gang.
Get it back. Chase another bag.
Ay, big bag.
Playoffs. Time to take off.
We gone.
Playoffs. Time to take off. Represent. Kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent. Kingdom represent.
About to get work, Big Ben. About to get work.
Hey.
You're about to get work.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Ebony.
All right, Eb, let's see what you got.
No doubt, I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. I represent Queen. She was raised out Brooklyn.
Hey.
That was good. It sounds like you have a bachelor's degree. Can you do it like you got a GED and you got a lollipop in your hand and two pair of door knockers? Can you do it like that?
I mean, if that's what you want, I can dig deep and find it.
Okay, Brian, run it back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. I represent Queen. She was raised out Brooklyn.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got your tickets to go see Jordan Rock at the Comedy Club in Kansas City, little brother Chris and Tony Rock. Plus, you just got yourself qualified for what, Shay?
$1,000 at Cold Cash.
Yes.
Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with on the daily.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103. Jams.
Pay me too.
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.